I know that after you left Medina in 2012, after a very successful Ryder Cup here, except for the fact that USA didn't win at the end, you went out to Arizona for a while and had a nice run there. But you've made another career move, and you've moved back to the southeast in Georgia. And tell us about the property that you're now a part of.
Well, Rory, great to hear your voice. And the only thing I didn't get right was the last 4 hours in that Sunday of the Ryder Cup. No, very, very thrilled to be here in Greensboro at Reynolds Lake Oconee. In a new role for me, have moved on from the director of golf positions, which I had at Desert Mountain and Medina, into the general manager role here, and get to manage this beautiful property that has 6.5 golf courses. Our Tom Fazio's 27 holes, beautiful lakefront property on Lake Oconee, Ritz-Carlton tucked right in the center of it. We have the Reynolds Kingdom of Golf that's sponsored by TaylorMade, along with our brand new property we opened this year, our Reynolds Sporting Grounds, which does all the skeet and trap. And we have some where you can go out and shoot bow and arrow, and about a 40-acre lake that's not attached to Lake Oconee that's stocked with all kinds of great fish to catch. So it's just real exciting to be here in beautiful Greensboro.
One thing that I know is known about your fantastic and very beautiful looking property, every time we see pictures of it in some national publication or so, it just looks outstanding. But I guess in addition to homeowners and memberships, you do have a resort side to it. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about that and the opportunity for people to come down there and play some golf and stay in the nice hotels and the cottages that you mentioned.
Yeah, it's one unique thing to the property. We obviously have a very nice private element to it, but also the for the outside play and the resort packages, obviously through our Ritz-Carlton. And then we have a beautiful cottage program at our Landing property and our National cottages out at National, and then out at the Great Waters property, which is the Jack Nicklaus course that's under renovation. So we can book all kinds of golf junkets. Could be husband and wife, could be a guy's trip, could be a board retreat, could be one of my fellow golf professionals from Chicago bringing down 12 to 14 people to come play golf. Can be as large a group as you want, but we have all those different type of amenities at their disposal. Obviously, besides the golf, we can get them out in the boat in the afternoon and cool down after 18 holes in the morning. So it's a unique property to do a bunch of different things, and that's a big part of what we do here.
Mike, if you could, tell me a little bit about some of your golf courses. I'm guessing here, but due to the fact you came from Arizona, I'm assuming that your courses have a few more trees on them now than they did at your last job.
That's an understatement. And we're a little greener here. I get you get used to that Arizona brown after all those years. But, no, beautiful. I think the one thing that shocked me the first time I had stepped on the property is actually the elevation changes that you wouldn't think about in you know, central Georgia. But, you know, you have two Bob Cup designs. Our Landing and Preserve golf courses are Bob Cup. We have Jim Eng, who did our Creek course, and we have Reese Jones, did the Oconee course. Tom Fazio, of course, which I mentioned earlier, on the 27 holes at National, and then our beautiful Great Waters golf course, which the Golden Bear has done and is back in now, going through renovation that will reopen in the fall of 19. But it's going to be absolutely spectacular. He's touched that property with his hands and feet and getting things shaped, and it's just an absolutely gorgeous piece of property that out of all 18 holes, I think 11 or 12 of them will actually touch the water in every aspect. So it's going to be just an unbelievable update.
Tell us a little bit more about your actual role there with the property, because obviously you're not just the golf pro anymore.
No, it's into the food and beverage. We have I've got about 10 different restaurants that we oversee. Obviously, huge event and banquet programming. Our Sandy Creek Sporting Grounds, which I mentioned with the fishing, shooting, and the archery. And then, obviously, we have a marina. I have four marinas that we can fulfill every water sport that you would want to do on beautiful Lake Oconee, as well as our lake club, which has five pools, kids' slot water slides to the adult aspect of it. So we cover just about everything you would possibly think of that you'd want to do for an outdoor lifestyle sport, or just to put your feet in the water and relax, or drop a line in and try to catch some fish. So it covers everything here, and I think that's why it's become so popular and why we have so many folks that have decided to pick Greensboro, Georgia as a residence.
In closing, if somebody wanted to come down and play some golf and stay in that beautiful Ritz-Carlton and enjoy all the other great activities that your property offers, could you share with us on how they do that?
Well, you can first you can call me if you get him directly, but you can get us at ReynoldsLakeConey.com and go online. You have access there to our cottage program, also to a direct access to the Ritz, and it gives you also all the numbers for our golf shops if you want to come down and play some golf. But we would love to have you, and it's an absolutely beautiful place that you'll never want to leave once you're here.